All right, I hit record. Let me do the intro. I'm not even joking, dude. It's seriously recording right now. I should probably turn off the sword. Come on, sword, where are you? All right, that's that. And cue the intro music now. Cue it louder.
Oh my God, can't believe it.
This is the perfect end to the year.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Should we try and get everybody on the line?
We'll see how it goes. I mean, you've only got 30, 40 minutes. Do you want to do the intro since it started?
Did you already record?
Yeah, I hit record, dude. This is live. You haven't got a lot of time.
Okay. Well, welcome to the disastrous year-end edition, Just Be Cousins, where we're going to try and, you know, really pick it up to a rapid clip.
Rapid clip.
JBC. The final JBC of 2017. How you doing, Jason?
I'm good, Joe. How the hell are you, besides without power?
I'm a little bummed. I didn't know we were recording, so I probably already let the cat out of the bag. This computer doesn't have a cord, and it's going to die.
Yeah, no, I think this is the perfect end to the year. I'm even joking, because this is us at our best, just by the seat of our pants, you know, flying blind. And the best part, well, not the best part, obviously the worst part, but it'll be interesting when, let me turn this down a little bit, it'll be interesting when you die, and it's just me, and then I'll play the outro, and that'll be 2017.
Okay, well, we got a bunch of guests. I wanted to bring a committee on, because I wanted to do a little bit of a recap. We might be able to do that before my computer dies. I've put everything in the Dropbox for you.
Okay. Start downloading.
You'll see there's a bunch of different files. I've got five categories.
Okay.
And we can zoom through them, but I wanted to get the committee on the phone, if that's possible.
Yeah, let me cue these folks up. I'm downloading stuff from Dropbox now. In the meantime, I'll put on our kick-ass background music. Thank you. So one thing that's it's going to be tough here is that I gave Jamie Jenner the rest of the year off.
And, okay.
So I'm kind of doing this all by myself. So it's going to be patchy. I want to sign into Dropbox here. Let's talk about interesting things. Joe, are you in Davenport right now, or are you hanging out with in-laws in a different city tonight?
I am in Davenport, but I'll be going to see my dad in the morning.
Oh, in
the
morning.
Hopefully we can get Dad has agreed to join the show, so maybe we can bring him on. Well, in fact, let me text him real quick and tell him to stand by. How does that sound?
While you do that, I'll tell the folks that I am not in Seattle, Texas tonight. I am actually visiting my in-laws in – now, don't get this wrong. I am in Fran – excuse me. I almost got it wrong. No, I didn't. It's Fran Francisco. Fran Francisco is where I am tonight. So a lot of people ask me, where is that? And it's in the Midwest. It's close to Texas, but not quite in Texas. And it was actually called that. It's an interesting story if you want to hear it. I don't know if you want to hear it, but I'll start telling it anyway because you haven't got a lot of time. There was a guy whose name was Ronald Albert Peters Emerson, and he wanted nothing more in his whole life than to be a girls' PE teacher. And that's all he wanted to do, and no one would hire him because of his name. He just they wouldn't hire him, and he had no bad intentions. He just really wanted to teach, you know, girls how to play volleyball and you know, softball and that kind of thing. And so they said to him, "Look, we'll be realistic with you. The only way any city is ever going to hire you to be a teacher, a PE teacher, is if you owned the city." So he said, "Fine, screw it, I'll start my own city." So he made a city and he called it San Francisco, and of course San Francisco sued him. They said, "You can't call it that." And he said, "Fine, I'll change it to Fran Francisco," after his wife. His wife's name is Fran. And so that's where I am tonight, visiting some in-laws. And I am literally right now in a wine room. I don't know what the acoustics are like, but this is the only room in the house where there aren't other people. And this is where they keep their wine. And I'm not even joking about that. And that's what's happening. And I'm drinking.
Wow, recording in a wine room.
Yeah, and I'm
are you going to drink a little wine?
No, there's no wine actually in here.
Right. Okay.
But I'm drinking beer, so it's all good. I've also had about 15 pieces of pizza, so I doubt the beer's going to have any kind of effect.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So here we are. I'm in the Dropbox, Joe. And you, what did you want to do tonight? Explain to the listener what you wanted to do.
Well, my original plan was because I wanted to explain it to the committee because they were going to be involved.
Yeah.
Can we get anybody on the line or do we need to wait?
No, we can give it a shot. Sure. Let's see who's available.
Well, we've got Shags is ready to go.
Okay.
Tim Edian is ready to go. Ian is still getting set up, and let me see who else. This is great podcasting.
Yeah, it is.
I love it. Now, let's see. Who else do we got? Yeah, Shags is ready, and my dad is ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to try to add participants. Let's see. Find your dad's name here. Here he is. So I'm just going to call him. I don't know what's going to happen. Let's just...
Yeah, hit it. Let's see what happens.
And... It said, screw you. Oh, here we go.
That's too bad. And we have called him before.
All right. Okay. I think... Nope, he disappeared. I don't know what happened. Let's try this again. Oh, wait. Or maybe he's there. He's there. I don't know. His name's up there.
Hello, Dad.
Hello?
Hello, Dad.
Hello? Well, his name's up there, but maybe he's having audio problems like last time. I'll let you text that out, and I'll add someone else.
All right. Well, he wants to bring Shags in.
Sure. See if I can find Madame Lachaise. Let's see. How do I add people to this call? Can I not add more than one person? Because I don't know how Skype works. Yeah, quality entertainment here. Joe, tell a story about what your Christmas plans are. I mean, this isn't the Christmas episode, so it's the year-end episode. What did you get out of this year of podcasting? What did you learn? What is it that you entertain people, Joe?
Let me tell you. Everything is out of order, which is, you know, it's kind of how we do things, or we've done things that way many times before. We already did the Christmas episode. However, the year-end episode is the night before Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
So we had a Christmas episode, but we had not yet experienced Christmas. We're about to do that. Everybody that you may or may not hear when it comes to guests today has not had their Christmas yet. In the case of Shags, I'm not sure if she does the Christmas thing or the Hanukkah thing or some mixture of both.
It's Kwanzaa.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening, Shags.
Welcome to the show, Shags.
Hi, everyone.
Hey, how are you? So you do Kwanzaa? That's great. Is that like, do you exchange gifts or is there some sort of meat and a dinner involved? What's the Kwanzaa tradition? Because I don't know.
It's actually a lot like Hanukkah.
A lot like Hanukkah. It's starting to look a lot like Hanukkah. I think that's a traditional Kwanzaa song, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, I thought you would have done the Hanukkah thing.
I do. I'm just kidding.
And don't you do portions of the Christmas thing, or don't you also do Christmas? Like, how does that work?
I do it all, man. We do it all. I think we discussed this before, but my parents tried to assimilate me as mm-hmm. best as they could. So, Yeah, we do it all, but mainly it's the Christmas thing now.
And what is Christmas mean
really
to
is.
You? What does it mean to you? I mean, just what does it mean? Family? Does it mean gifts? Does it mean putting up your middle finger and saying, "Here you go, people who say I can't do this"?
It means that I, at this point in life, whatever PDF my child sends me, I buy it, and she and I both equally pretend that. You know, it was all just this big surprise come Christmas morning.
PDF? What, she sends you a PDF? Mm-hmm,
yeah. Oh, yeah, she does. Uh-huh.
I guess I don't know what that means.
It's a document that she creates on Google, and it's kind of like an Excel sheet.
It's and, a Santa's wish list.
Pretty okay. much. But
it's a Shags wish list.
Yeah, and that's basically what Christmas is
because
come down
Shags
to
is the
days.
Jewish Santa.
Mazel.
So your daughter puts together a spreadsheet of what she wants, and then prints it to PDF, and then emails that to you, and then you go down and you buy it all. I mean, do you just go to the store like with like one of those? Maybe your daughter can go to the store with one of those little guns like you do when you're getting married, and just register for things.
You know what? You know what, Jason? That might be next.
I think that would just save everybody a lot of time, you know?
It could. But at least she's just, she still has that look of, oh my gosh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, that's cute. How old is she?
14 going on 30.
Yeah, my son is 2 years old, going on 2, and I'm not joking, we have actually wrapped a bunch of stuff, not only that isn't new, but isn't his, because we're at this big family thing, and all of his stuff is waiting for him back at home, because we're in, as I was telling Joe, we're in San Francisco today, so we wrapped up a bunch of his cousin's books and toys, so he'll have something to open, because he's 2, he doesn't know, right?
Because all the stuff. Those were the good old days.
Yeah. Hey, sorry to interrupt myself. Joe, what is Tamedian's Skype name? Because I can't find him.
Let me see here. Hey, you know what? Ian Sane is ready to come onto the show. Oh, yes. You want to bring him in? I will see if we can find. Apparently, my dad is on this call. We just can't hear him. There's all sorts of crazy technical problems.
Ian, we're not going to play your intro music. Yeah, do you want to do his intro music like yourself, Joe?
Just insane. We ain't got time. My computer's going to die in 10 minutes.
Boom. Hey.
Hey, Ian, how's it going? Ian, what kind of shenanigans are you pulling on your kids for Christmas?
Oh, my God. Okay, so first we're going to tell them they're getting presents, but we're actually going to fill all of the boxes with rusty nails and live scorpions. And then... Yeah, no, I'm not pulling tricks on them. The only trick you have to pull on kids for Christmas is getting them excited about it, so they spend like 4, 5, 6 days just out of their fucking skins going crazy for it, like heroin addicts.
So true.
That's great. He came out of the gates real strong there. Hey, Ian, have you ever met Shags before?
Hey, Shags, I met you virtually through one of these podcasts that I listen to.
Hi, Ian. Oh, my God. I shout you out all the time. I don't know if you know that, but I totally do.
That's awesome.
So JBC is all about bringing people
together. I'm sure I have a good joke about you shouting me out, but I won't tell it.
You're like a stain.
I hate to jump in here, but I've got to interrupt you because my computer, which does not have a cord, well, I can't find it, is going to die in 30 minutes. So I will only be on the show for 30 minutes. You guys will have to wrap up the show without me. Yeah. Luckily, we have we have a lot of recap. So I'll kind of be with you in a way because there's a lot of recap just material, and I wanted you guys to vote on it. Just tell us what your favorite ones are.
We might have
time. I've got like a half hour left here. We can get through a lot of stuff. I'm hoping we can get my dad on the line. In fact, it says here on Skype that he is on the line.
Yeah.
We just can't hear him. So maybe he's just listening to the show.
Do you want to bring
in... You know what? My dad is our listener tonight.
He's our listener. Joe, do you want to bring in Tamedian? Bring him in? Because what's his Skype name? Did you bring him in last time?
No, you brought him in. I was hoping he'd be in your contacts, but I'll text him. And then if we get Tim on the line, then I will explain to you guys who I will call the JBC committee. That's the JBCC. The JBCC will listen to some recap things and pick the most outstanding in each category. And I'll go into that a little bit more once we begin.
So the idea is that you brought your only 4 listeners onto the show so they could all tell you which parts of your show are the greatest?
Yep.
No, actually, I said outstanding, and that's different. In fact, if you're, for instance, if you're sitting in a room of like 10 people and one of them is naked with a boner covered in blood, that's not the best person in the room, but certainly they're outstanding. So I want you to keep that in mind.
Well, they're certainly exceptional. Yeah, I don't know if they're outstanding, but they're probably exceptional. So yeah.
Yes, right. Exceptional, perhaps even incredible.
Special.
Extraordinary.
Yeah. Extraordinary. Yeah, I like that.
So we're not dealing with a rubric of quality here. I just want you guys to pick the most.
It should be like the most wow worthy moments.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So you guys get it. I didn't have to really explain that much at all, but
it's a very self-indulgent.
I want to see if we can get Tamedian on. And before I bring, I got to tell you guys, Tamedian is in Florida, and he is super drunk.
Awesome.
So
amazing.
He will be just out of his mind. He even warned me that he's in rare form. Let's see if we can get him. You don't see him in the contacts there, Jason?
I don't know. Is he have a real name? Because I just... Yeah, I don't see him. Maybe I could look
for him. He just asked me, how did we do this the first time?
Yeah, I know. What's his name? Ask me. Tell him to ask you. No, wait. You tell him. Don't tell him anything. Tell him to ask you what his name is. No, don't tell him that. Ask him that. I don't know what I'm saying.
What is your Skype name?
Yeah, there you go. Ask him that. And while you're doing all that... Right. He's telling you. I had a quick question for Ian. Ian, the rusty nails and scorpions, are you not afraid the scorpions are going to get tetanus? Or have they had their shots?
I mean, there's always the risk that the SPCA or PETA is going to come after me, but I feel like putting a few animals at risk in order to terrorize my children is kind of worth it. I think they're going to be okay, and as long as my kids wind up scarred, I feel like we can all agree it's a good risk.
It's for the best. Scars build character.
I think it is for the best, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
You've scarred your daughter, so. Shax, right?
My philosophy is anything that can be solved with therapy by the time they're 30 is okay.
Here's the thing.
It's probably really funny.
Here's the thing, Ian. I've been telling everybody, and I'm serious as a heart attack, and I don't mean that, you know, to insult people who have had heart attacks. I mean, screw them. They're weak anyway, and I can be in a fight, but my point is this, that I tell everybody they should go to therapy whether they're sick or not, because it's just something that is good for you. And if you're like forcing the issue with your kids, you're actually helping them. It's like, look, kids, I'm terrifying you now. So you go to therapy, which you would have to go to anyway.
So you have, yeah, I'm trying. Yeah. It's incentivization of healthy behavior later.
Yeah.
Couldn't agree more. Couldn't agree more.
Thank you, Jack.
I'm in a virtual room with a bunch of parents here. It's fascinating.
Listen, hey. I make my kid watch kidnapping videos, okay? And I've made her do it since she was really young. And sometimes I'll sneak up on her at stores and pretend that I'm a stranger and, like, grab her arm. But you know what? It just proves that she's not paying attention to the videos I'm making her watch. So... Right. You know,
Shags, you are fucked up, but not as fucked up as Tim, who's, hold on a second.
What have you done?
wait.
Oh,
no, we can't go deep into this. We got to bring Tim in. I'm telling you that what you just said is really fucked up, but I think Tim is about three times more fucked up than you are.
Okay.
Here we go. I'm going to say it on the air, Jason. Are you ready?
Yeah.
We've got Beth S. Act at yahoo.com.
Beth S. Act?
Yeah. Lowercase.
This is what I'm looking up. B-E-T. Man. Not Beth Shistack?
Yeah, probably it's Beth Shistack. Yeah.
Did you get that in?
Beth S. Act?
Yeah.
There's no Beth S. Act, so try again. Is it Beth Shistack? Here's what's...
Yeah,
I'm gonna
try
add,
that one. Is that, does
add,
that one exist?
I'm going to add Beth Shistack, and if she's like...
All right.
Joins, and it's not Tim, that'd be funny. Just some random person.
Oh, please. Just do it. I think you've got it.
We can ask her.
I don't
she
think he
her
can
kids.
Type.
So I don't
he
know.
Just type me something. I don't think he can do it.
Well, since there's two more people on here, and one of them's got to be Ian, so the other one has to be Beth S. Shistack. it won't tell me the full list. It just says, it says your dad, it says you, it says Shags, and it says two more. Skype is
you
such
know,
a
drunk. It's only fair that the last show of the year would be this difficult.
Yeah.
I'm at peace with it in a way.
Well, you know what?
How's his life?
You know what, Joe? I mean, it wouldn't be inappropriate. I want to do all of the things that you had planned, but it wouldn't be inappropriate to do them to start next year when we're a little more stable. I'm just saying.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But tell you what, I asked Beth Shistack to join the call, and either she or he is here right now. So let's start with doing the things that you wanted to do. What category do you want to start with, Joe? Where do you want to begin this funness.
Yeah, let's just begin. The people that are here all know the rules. The first category, and oh, by the way, it's, you know, a lot of people do top five, some people do top three. I've decided to do top four in each category, and you might ask, why would you do top four? And I would say, well, put two and two together. Okay.
So, wait, that's not a joke? I thought that was a funny joke. Okay. Sorry.
No, I'm just let's move forward.
Okay, let's move forward.
The first category is best show intros.
Okay,
best. Now, show I want intros. You to want you to recognize that all of these are Jason's intros because I've done a few intros that are okay, but Jason has done many that, again, they're outstanding.
Oh, you're too kind. All right, so I'm going to do them in order. Do you want me to tell the name, or we're just going to do them, and you can say,
like number four. Tell them the name.
Okay, this one's called Exo-Jesus. And it's not playing. Okay, now I hit play. So here we are. Let's get started. Welcome, everybody, to another wonderful episode of Just Be Cousins. The podcast is kind of like a video game for your brain. No, it's like a video game for your soul. You know, it's like one of those 3D side-scrolling action sandbox survival shooters with RPG elements and a robust MOBA-themed character creation system designed from the middle out to provide bare-knuckle, breakneck, high-value return on investment and a suite of structured reverse convertibles that offer low-risk-slash-high-yield macadamia-style je ne sais quoi and the only exchangeable securities on the market today, promulgated for an extensive biblical exegesis, unmitigated by rational analysis that takes it to 11 and is steeped in a Thracian cum Stygian theology, of which Forbes magazine said, quote, "It's not easy being Kanye, but that doesn't keep Mr. West from trying." Okay. All right.
That was a very involved intro.
That was, yeah.
And I think maybe Ian understood half the shit that you were saying, or all of it. I understood about 3% of it. Anyway, let's jump right into the next one.
Okay, this is Rock Your Socks Off. Here we go. Welcome. Okay. Is this too loud? Everybody, once again, to episode 5,962 of Just Be Cousins. I am one of your hosts. In the virtual studio with me is your other host, and we are going to rock your socks back on. That's right. We're going to rock your socks back on. You are probably sitting in front of the fire right now. You've got a glass of 6-year-old Sazerac in your hand that you bought at Costco today. On the other hand, you've got a pipe. There's nothing in it. You don't smoke. It's just a prop. And you are relaxing, and you're not wearing socks. We're about to rock them back on your body. Joe, how are you?
Well, it's a beautiful evening.
It is a beautiful evening. Okay. That was number two. Let's just get through these. Here is the third one. This one is called, oh boy, this one's called Stream of Jasonness. Here we go.
Oh, yes.
Hey, everybody. Get ready. Baptist fish fry, Catholic mass, Jewish Seder, mindfulness, yoga, meditation, the Detroit Lions, the Cincinnati Reds, the Chicago Blackhawks, Reddit, Facebook, Twitter, Game of Thrones, Ricky Moriarty. Or Morty, or whatever his name is. The Handmaid's Tale, World of Warcraft, PUBG, League of Legends, McDonald's, Taco Bell, Pizza Hut, Lexi Bell, Riley Reed, Sonny Leone, Johnny Walker Red, Pacifico, Corona, Wellbutrin, Zoloft, Valium, Just Be Cousins.
Oh my God. Thank God for you, Jason.
Wow.
Thank God for me.
Okay, all right.
That was me. That was actually me on the recording.
It was.
I was like, you wanted me to do the intro, and then you did it, and you came up with that shit. Anyway, amazing. Hey, listen, you guys, would you be willing, anybody, to hit pause and allow me 20 minutes to plug in my goddamn computer?
No, but if you want to go get it, we're going to play the third, fourth one. This one's called 3-2-1.
Content. Hey, everybody, welcome to JBC. You can't tell because you listened to this well after the fact, but we're recording way later than usual. I haven't opened my beer yet. Joe has. He's also taking a shit, so we should be good to go. And as soon as the music changes from this lyrical stuff to the heavy beat crap, we'll move right into it in 3, 2, 1.
All right, so those are the Jason intros. And all I would like from the JBCC... is to vote on which one you think is the most extraordinary. Again, quality is not the that's not the case here.
Not about quality.
Now we have a little chat thing on Skype. It would be cool to can you guys chat in your vote?
God damn it, Joe! You just
that's like way too much to ask.
All right, all right, fuck that. Then we'll say it out loud.
We'll just ask them.
Guess what?
I have a Richter scale here. I actually wrote down. I went from 1 to 10. So
okay. Or let's see.
Can okay. I go first?
Yeah, please do.
Go.
Number 3 is my favorite. I gave number 3 a 9.
Awesome. Stream of Jasonness. Thank you. That was the one where I mentioned PUBG. Ian, did you have a favorite there?
Yeah, so number 3 was my second favorite because it was very train spotting. But then my favorite was Exo-Jesus, which won me over with the middle out reference.
Yeah, there you go. I stole that from a TV show. Joe, did you have a favorite out of the 4?
My favorite, you blew my mind with it. I'm with Ian. Although my second favorite is Shags's favorite.
Yeah,
my favorite is Exo-Jesus. Okay, and but you know what? What's your favorite, Jason? Well, you did all this shit, yeah, and you do get a vote. You're part of the committee.
My favorite is Stream of Jason. So it looks like we got a tie. Now that is awesome because that way I don't have to play them all again. We can move on. We don't have a lot of time.
Oh, no, we're not going to play them again.
No.
That was never part of the plan. No. So a lot of these categories, we're not going to want to play them again, but we know who the winner is. Well, not this time. It's a tie.
It's a tie. That's what I like to hear. Joe, here's what I think we should do for the next set. You tell me which one to do. I'll play it for Ian and Shags while you go look for your cord. And if you
go charge your freaking computer, bro. Yeah.
Do that. So which category?
I would love to pull that off. If you guys can keep the show going until I plug in my computer, if it dies, I will be so fucking pleased.
Yeah. Well, you're about about to be fucking pleased.
All right. So the next category I was thinking the next category could be obscenitized songs.
Oh, brilliant. Yes. I'm gonna laugh my tits off. This is gonna be great. Okay. Joe, go look for your cord.
Now I have a little bit of an explanation really quick.
Okay.
One of the files is actually a medley, and maybe we can start with that one. It's a medley of songs that were not fully obscenitized. It was just me and you, Jason, like batting around ideas or songs that just came up. All of a sudden I broke into a vulgar tune.
Okay.
And there's a bit of a medley there, but I want to have that as an entry,
sure,
so people can vote on it if they'd like.
Which one is that?
All right, I'm gonna go find my plug. Have fun, guys.
Wait, which one's the first one? Joe, did he leave?
Okay, the first one is what is it? The Ghost of
ABC
Future or something.
There you go. Okay, go find your plug. Go.
All right,
here we go. All right.
Your mom's butthole. Put that bitch in a sleeper hold. Put that bitch in a sleeper hold. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt. My cock in your mom's mouth. Cock stuffed in your mama's butt.
Joe, very first line. What's the very first line of Little Drummer Boy?
Can't remember, but I do know the melody. It's like... Da, 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 da. Right?
The very first line is, come, they told me.
Come, they told me just to fucking your bum.
See?
She's only 17. I'm 38. Throw me in fucking jail.
Okay, so that was the first one. This one's called Fat Cock, and it's called Fat Cock Live. So here we go. All right.
Oh, my God.
Is that too loud? Dr. Lee.
No, it's fine.
I've got a fat cock. It's probably not the case anywhere. Maybe it'll make you squeal. Maybe my spoons will get in your hair. In your face is better. If you check me off in my dick exploded, there will be no shelter. So take my fat cock and keep on slaughtering. So remember when you were slobbing on my cock. Dick so fat and you choked on my dog. Titties nice swaying back and forth, and your lips felt nice wrapped around my bone. Oh, yeah. Every dangerously white shalom. Yeah. Every dick so wide it can hurt someone.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I'm gonna die.
I'm dead.
wait, the sword part.
I've got a fire cock. Is it fat enough to scare you away? There has been no circumcision. Don't get close if you do our day.
Oh, you motherfucker, that was awesome.
Okay, so that was...
I can't breathe, guys. Hold on. Oh, fuck.
Oh, boy.
Okay, proceed.
Okay, this one's called Just Because It's Christmas.
Here comes Santa Claus, right upon Mrs. Claus' face. Big tits swinging, Santa cock's bringing all the pussy pounding pain. Splooge is flinging from his dingling, and he'll keep going all night. Bitches are flocking to his cocking, cause Santa Claus fucks just right. Slurp my balls. It's blowjob time. Grab your titties.
Jeez.
My meat pole. Your cake hole. Soon stiff dick will stuff your face. Harry the whole man had a stupid fucking name. Starring Harry Hole in Harry Hole, also Harry Hole's Revenge. Well, it's Harry Hole once, Harry Hole twice, Harry Hole thrice, cause Harry Hole's nice. Harry Hole is coming in Harry Hole. Some white rustices, just like the jugs I love to hold. Although big brown bazonkers are nice, I dream of my wife's roundies, milky white.
Oh my god, you guys, it's a fucking Christmas miracle.
It is. It's a fucking Christmas miracle. Joe has got such
a lovely voice. Not those songs. My wife just got a new job, and her job came with a Dell computer. Her personal computer is a Mac. Her Dell computer has a Dell plugin.
What?
And I'm now plugged in.
What? You know what? Chat my pants.
Yeah.
Made a little diddly about chatting my pants. Lost control of my asshole, and I'm a grown man. Thought it's gonna be a big wet fart. That fart turned into a shark, dripped down my balls. Take control of my asshole.
best I can.
All right.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Is
was
right.
that the was that the last entry?
Yeah, that was Shout My Pants. So we had the Ghost of the Obscenitized Future, Fat Cock, Just Because It's Christmas, and Shout My Pants. So let's start with Ian this time. Ian, out of those four, what was your the one you hated the least?
Oh, the Christmas medley by a mile.
Oh yeah,
it was the funniest one. Yeah,
it was the great. Harry Hole, right? Harry Hole did it for you.
No, it's just the classic crooning really took it over the top.
Joe does have a lovely voice. He got the vibrato in there. I mean, yeah, it's good stuff.
It was nice. It was the best Santa Cruz porn song I've ever heard. Santa Claus porn song I've ever heard. Yeah.
So Shax, did you have a favorite there?
Okay. I have to say that also that was my second favorite, and I actually wrote down respect next to it. Okay, I just want you to know that I that's how much I appreciated it because it is the holiday season and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But I'm gonna have to go with Fat Cock.
Fat Cock is pretty good too.
That was
it's one of my favorites. It always has been, and I can't give it up. I'm sorry.
I just yeah.
You can't give up the Fat Cock.
I also love Fat Cock. I love Fat Cock. Mm-hmm. I think about Fat Cock.
That's why we're all friends.
Yeah. It's the last line,
Jason,
Joe.
Can you say that again? I'm making a montage right now.
How much I love Fat Cock and I think about Fat Cock.
Here's the thing. I love Fat Cock too, so there's a clear winner.
Okay.
Dilly.
I think that's great. It's the last
line.
Hey,
my dad cannot contribute, but he's texting me and have we heard him?
No,
I see him on my Skype.
He just voted, and what he said was with an exclamation point, Fat Cock.
It's that
seems
last
like
part.
Your winner.
It's that last part where you say zippy doo da day. I'm gonna play that because why not? See if I can get it to come up. It's just fucking zippy doo da day.
It's okay. Hard to hear, but the actual lyrics are a donkey dong a zippy doo da day.
That's right. Yes. Okay. Let's move on to the next category, Joe. What do you want to do next? We've done best show intros. We've done obscenitized songs.
Obscenitized songs.
I actually have to go soon, guys. So I've got another couple, like 5 minutes, and then I've got to get out of here.
All right. What do you want Ian to hear in particular? Word from our sponsors, montages, or Larcos?
Let's do a word from our sponsors, and then we'll do Larcos, and we'll do montages.
All right. Shall I just do them in order here then, Joe?
Whatever suits your fancy.
All right. This suits my fancy. My fancy's about to get suited right here.
Are you tired of... and hungry for a little more? Then go out and buy the new Gibson SG Special 2017 HB Solid Body Electric Guitar. This balls-out machine lets you pick up the sound, feel, and style of a vintage 1970s SG. It's an axe that lets you rock a face-melting guitar solo with the greatest of ease. It's like fucking... with a slew of modern performance-focused features, the SG Special's Model 70 neck profile combines with the wider soloist neck width for a balance of old-school Gibson feel and modern playability. Panties will drop and breasts will be bared as you... you'll come in your shorts when you realize that the built-in G-Force automated tuning system basically tunes the fucking guitar for you. The face-melt G-Force auto system makes it easy to experiment with the alternate tunings and allows for ultra-fast tune-ups between songs. No more... and embarrassing... melt the faces off the skulls of your family and friends with the patented Plec Pro Mega Facial Angus Fiber Hendrix Turbo Ray Vaughan Dick Hardening Polyejaculate Technology. Ensuring precise intonation, stuck pig-like squealing, and fret fingerboard crawling like a spider on meth. And thanks to a pair of mini humbuckers, your Gibson SG Special 2017 HP delivers enough output to drive any amp and to drive any woman crazy for your throbbing Eric Johnson. Put an end to the goddamn... and get with the face melting... Gibson SG. It's like fucking.
Oh, that's so good. Okay, that was Gibson SG. Here we have.
Okay, guys, I gotta go. I'll have a good one.
All right, so Ian is voting for Gibson.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Ian. Give our best to the Scorpions.
Bye, nice to meet you too.
Later. Merry Christmas.
Holy shit, is that Dad?
Is that me?
Yay. What time
is it? We lost Ian Sane. We have Dad.
We gained a Dad.
That's perfect.
You have lost one, but gained one.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, sis.
Miss you.
Wow.
No, we actually know each other, everyone. Calm down.
Yeah, no. Did y'all meet at Joe's wedding?
We've met several times, actually.
Good. Oh, excellent. Yeah, perfect, perfect. Okay. Well, then you guys will have this in common. You both are going to listen to Grand Theft Frogger.
Many of today's video games are complex and time-consuming to the extreme. 3D, 4D, virtual reality, entire universes to explore. Characters to create from scratch and develop over years of online play with people you've never met. Controls and options that are so involved and confusing, it seems to take days of training just to learn the basics. Look, some of us old school gamers don't have time for all these all-encompassing cyber experiences. Some of us just want a retro game from back in the day, something simple, fast-paced, and immediately satisfying. Well, there's nothing simpler and more retro than Frogger Classic from Konami.
Oh, yeah.
Let Frogger transport you back to your childhood as you quickly move your frog through the streets, dodging cars, fleeing danger, and shooting hookers in the face. Okay, I'm just going to keep going here. It's a straightforward arcade-style fight for survival as your ski mask-wearing frog carjacks innocent people at gunpoint, commits senseless murders at every turn, and embarks on a variety of unconscionable, highly illegal missions in order to climb the ladder of organized crime. Frogger is the best example of fun for fun's sake, straight from the golden age of video gaming. Quick, hop left and dodge that oncoming bus. Hop right and beat that mailman to death with an aluminum baseball bat. Hop back, pull that elderly lady out of her Lexus, and then hop in the driver's seat and run her over with her own car before you speed away. Hop, hop, hop onto the roof of a seedy strip joint to fire a rocket launcher at the SWAT team helicopter, which is now bearing down upon you. You'll have to move quickly if you want to keep your frog alive and out of federal prison. In this arcade gym, you can choose to turn your frog into a lucrative, psychopathic criminal overlord, or you can simply launch your frog into a brief, random series of sadistic, extremely violent acts, ending in blood and fire as the police cut your frog down in a hail of bullets. Or you can bounce around avoiding traffic and alligators. Frogger Classic. Good, clean, easy fun from a time when video games were video games, and stabbing a bartender wasn't such a big deal.
All right, that was Grand Theft Frogger. All right,
My father nominated this next one.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's going to be his favorite one, but Dad, you nominated this this next one. I'm hoping if we do the
juggling
Higgins brothers,
yeah,
the juggling one,
yeah, this
Higgins
is
brothers, yeah.
Higgins brothers juggling props in Circus Supply.
No. Juggling
you
got
to wait for this. Everybody
got to
wait for
anymore.
It, though, because it takes time to really
the art
get
of juggling has become
laugh.
A fast-growing trend for anyone who no longer wants to be taken seriously.
Oh, Jason, please start it over.
Whether you're a goofy woman...
Why, you want me to start it over?
Okay. Yeah, yeah, because the beginning is my favorite part.
Okay, here we go.
Juggling isn't just for fucking idiots anymore. The art of juggling has become a fast-growing trend for anyone who no longer wants to be taken seriously. Whether you're a goofy woman who has too much time on her hands, or a man who has no interest in ever getting laid again, juggling is the hobby for you. And here at Higgins Brothers Juggling Props and Circus Supply, we have juggling sets for aimless morons of all skill levels. For beginners, we offer great deals on silk scarves, koosh balls, bean bags, used dryer sheets, and damp, wadded-up paper towels, all sold in sets of three. For the intermediate juggler, who was asshole enough to stick with it for a while, we have a wide variety of balls, pens, and torches for sale. For those on a tighter budget, we offer the two taters and a lemon set, and the fuck it, these are just old tennis balls set. Or you could just buy a dozen eggs at Vons. Now, if you've crossed the threshold from innocent silliness into the mentally deranged world of advanced juggling, we hope you're ready to hurt yourself for someone you love, because our professional-grade juggling sets are just plain illegal. You'll find everyday low prices on sets of live rabid juggling badgers, loaded hair-trigger juggling shotguns, and bare-handed molten juggling lava. Ask our sales associates about top-shelf platinum juggling props like the Jason Voorhees set, which includes five full-length wood-splitting axes, five living human victims, and a hockey mask. Only a seasoned juggler will be able to lop off all five heads one by one while juggling the axes, incorporating each severed head into the juggling pattern. Also, in the platinum category, we have the Please God No juggling display package. It takes more than just practice to juggle three naked midgets, each midget juggling three gerbils, and each gerbil juggling three flaming matchsticks. The extension set also includes each midget with a boner, and each boner spinning a plate. Come on down to Higgins Brothers Juggling Props and Circus Supply. We don't know why you do this shit, but we're always happy to take a fool's money.
That was wow. Awesome. What I really love about these, Joe, is that I laugh in the same places. I hear myself laughing on the audio, and I'm laughing.
Well, that's what we try to do, is create our own laugh track.
Yeah. Okay, we got one
that
more.
Comment?
Let's do one more, and then we're going to go back and we're going to get the comments. This is called
all right, cool.
Jantoven. Okay.
Hi, my name is Bob. I'm here to talk about the most important thing in life, your health. As you get older, you become more likely to suffer from a stroke. But an ounce of penetration is worth a pound of coke. I mean, an anal retention is worth the sound of manure. And when it comes to pretending to stroke off, there's no better medication than Jantoven. You see, Jantoven is an anticoagulant. That is, it interferes with the butt's ability to clog. A pig on roller skates versus Tony Danza with a samurai sword in a cage match to the death is no contest. Slut, did I shit spray? Anyway, if you're fat dicks for a spork, blast your schlock turd about Jantoven today. Oh, snow. Nut slapping to me. It squeals like I'm stabbing a stork. Plum guppy. Ball shine fun run. Squeeze. Ripe sow. I read Yelp.
Oh my god.
Oh no, I think we lost him. Okay, so it was Jantoven.
That was Stroke and Bob's last call-in. He didn't survive.
Tony Danza.
Did he die?
Did Tony
Stroke
dance?
Bob is no longer with us. That was the report that we got.
That's the report.
We'll see.
Yeah.
2018, you never know.
You just never know. So we had Gibson SG, Grand Theft Frogger, Higgins Brothers Juggling Props and Circuit Supply, and Jan Toven. I guess we should have my uncle, your dad, Joe, vote first this time. So Uncle Leon Daniels, what's his name? I forget. Which one did you like best?
Dougie Fresh, Leon Darrell.
Dougie Fresh.
Is my mic working?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Oh, very cool. Very cool. You know, you just can't. It's just so funny when you have midgets with hard-ons, you know, spinning plates. You can't beat that.
You can't.
That's my favorite.
Okay, so you're going with the Juggling Supplies.
Absolutely.
Shags, did you have out of those? What were your notes saying to you?
Okay, I just want to say, here are my notes. Number one should have been for Brett Michaels' Rock of Love, the intro. That's what it actually should have been. So shame on them for not hiring you. Number two sounded like a Monday. I mean, you know, that's just like every day. Number four was amazing, but I'm going to have to go with fucking Jason Voorhees, Murder, Midgets, and Boners. Obviously, I agree with Dad again. Yes, I agree with Dad.
That was really, really good. Okay, I agree that one was. I can't. It's difficult to decide between the four. I think Higgins Brothers is going to win. For me, Jan Toven just barely edged out Gibson because Gibson, there was some stuff in there that I just loved hearing. But yeah, for me it was Jan Toven. But
Gibson
I think
Higgins was my favorite too. I mean, until.
Yeah, because it was the first one, yeah. So yeah. Joe, did you have, out of the four, which one was your favorite?
I had a really hard time because I was trying to put, I don't know, I was trying to come up with four. We've had a lot of these things, and I think, you know what, I have an affinity for, you know, in honor of Stroke and Bob, I vote Jan Toven.
Oh, so it's a tie again. Okay, well.
Holy shit, that's only we've had two ties?
We've had two ties. That's what happens. You only got four people.
Hey, let's try and call Tim and see if
he's on the goddamn line. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh, he's on the line?
He was like your dad was. I can try again. Maybe I can do some jiggery pokery. Or if nothing else, I can just, you know, we'll get him to posthumously vote, and then we'll come back and tell everybody.
Well, he's requesting that we try to call him again.
Okay, I will try.
Would you like to try?
Yeah, I'll try. I just don't know how Skype works. I keep pressing the wrong buttons here. Let's see. How about this one? All right, I'm going to add people to this call, and I'm adding Beth Shaq Nasty. What am I doing here?
That's the one. Yeah, you got it.
B-E-S. Now no one's coming up. What was it? Beth something? Tell me again what it was. What am I looking for?
Do you see a Beth Shestack one?
No, it's not even on there now. Nope.
All right. Well, you know what? He missed out. He told me that he's had 5 million drinks, so I don't know if he's going to be coherent anyway.
Yeah.
Maybe he'll be our listener tomorrow. Anyway, so, you know, I'm really excited about the next category.
Okay, what's the next category?
Larco ads.
Oh, Larco ads. Okay, so. We've got four here, and I should just do them in order again. Okay, this first one is the ad for Air Guitarioki. Was that the one, Shags? You were on the show for that one, I think.
Yeah, Shags was on the show for that.
I was. Okay.
All right, here we go.
And let's face it, playing guitar ain't all it's cracked up to be. Sure, it's sweet to dream about standing in front of a roaring crowd, ripping off fat leaks like Yngwie Malmsteen on a 3-day Snickers bar and meth binge, with a gigantic bulge in your tight leather pants, and afterwards the commensurate blowjob, or head service if you're possessed of the kinder, gentler genitalia. But what do you got to do to even make it that far? Practice? What a load of crap. Who wants to spend all day sitting in a room that's one cockroach away from turning into a crack den, twiddling your fingers on blood-rusted strings just to build up calluses so thick you can't even feel your own asshole when you wipe? Well, guess what, Eddie Van Wannabe? Larco is here to rock your socks off and knock you off your block into your cock's chock-a-block hard enough to put your jock in shock. Got a few spare hours to kill next Wednesday night? Then gather up your buddies from the Cube Farm and come on down to Northwest Davenport's newest hotspot, the Ghosty Roads Air Guitarioki Bar. Grab a drink, grab another, then grab one more because you're going to be waiting a while until it's your turn. Enjoy your rum and tobacco and marvel at the Digitary Pyrotechnics as middle-aged men with stars in their eyes and cholesterol in their hearts wiggle their fingers at you through arpeggio after arpeggio, chord changes galore, mix a Lydian and drop four and all that shit, and they never miss a fucking note. And when you're good and drunk enough and they call your name, get up there, ninja. We got all the guitar hits for your mime with an imaginary axe desires. Inagata Davida, Maggot Brain. You want to play something by Skynyrd? Alabama Thunder Pussy, The Grateful Dead, Southern Culture on the Skids, Fish? Go for it, you six-string rapist. Go on, flounce around the stage and play the entire length of Sick as a Brick if you want to. Do some air fluting while you're at it. Rock God's answer to no human. When you're done, sign up for another. And while you wait, grab a complimentary imaginary ice pack for your wrist, because next up on the air guitarioki list, Dick Dale. That's right. Let's go surf guitarin', motherfucker. Come on down to Northwest Davenport's Ghosty Roads Air Guitarioki Bar. And if you think that's something, wait till we get our Air Drumioki Bar going in southeastern Seattle, Texas, where every song, every fucking single song is a Tool cover. Danny Carey will eat your soul.
All right, that was Air Guitarioki, and here we've got this is a good one, 40 Hoodie. Here we go.
Hot summer days, getting paid to play like a gangster ace, shooting angsty blinks at every poser's face when they traipse on by your porch at high noon, like a wolf in the moon, shining fatter than that ass to get angry and lapping at the blood of any blood who tug on your cape. And Superman don't need to spit, but you get thirsty with it, and that shorty with the 40 needs a place to park for so her dogs don't bark, and your lap is as good as any Davenport if you're the sort to ease the seat back and let that honey relax. Take a swiggity swug from that 1 liter jug, but oh snap, throw that Adam's Folly back, because the suds in your bottle about to throttle your own from sitting too warm in the box by your throne. But hold up, don't trip, y'all fitting to get back to your sip, and a cool one colder than Mrs. Robinson's older, and if that shorty's own hose don't run, you can have her fetch you another one, son, but this time your rascal will be wrapped up like a goodie, because she shoved that slicked up bottle into, you know it, a 40 hoodie. Ain't no mere cozy, though. I suppose them Larco G.I. Joes know an enemy soldier's the way your beer starts to smolder off the ice. And say you made a run to the border, so who's going to quaff warm brew when that taco or two you're shoving down your ever-loving throat's no joke? And a squirt in the eye from nacho cheese surprise reminds you life's brief like a candle, and it's a scandal in your short time to settle for a bottle that ain't coated in rhyme. So go online and order the only hoodie for a 40, not unlike when you lurk at the 7-Eleven about to give your salty squeeze a taste of heaven, but you need some of that wrap and the double XL magnums like a strap, and you ain't there to scare no trap behind the register. You don't want to offend her, so you commence to slip in that fat stack of prophylactics into your pocket and dance like Prince plugged into a 220 socket, jigger like Mick Jagger high on fermented quince, and sashay yo shit back out the entrance. Your girlie's there with a comb in her hair for that curly place you about to stick your face, but not before you throw back an icy river of Colt 45 fitting to make you shiver, and now you're alive, because the only thing better than making that Irish setter wetter than Nell Carter in July wearing an Argyle sweater is that refreshing reason for a flip-flopping season to swallow a cold one still freezing. And when she told her mama that she had to put her pelvis up on a shelf for a minute to save it from that relentless jackhammering of manhood slamming so sweet, she saw the angels crying and her mama shook with a sigh and surmised she wanted to die herself a little and asked her child, Cootie, all you got to do is readjust your dangles to hide that lethal woody and smile wide, because the other fat one in your other fat hand is a fistful of, you know it, a 40 hoodie.
Wow.
What?
I don't even know. I'm makes, dead. I died.
It makes Eminem. It's, I don't know.
Yeah, that was.
And I'm talking about like red M&Ms. Clearly, red M&Ms, Jason is a better rapper than a small chocolate candy.
I am. And this, so this Larco ad is called iSmart. We live in a world where there are more apps than you can shake a stick at, and that includes the virtual Shake a Stick at It app. Apps can do anything these days, can pretty much do everything. From filing your taxes to calling a cab, ordering flowers for your mother on Mother's Day, initiating drone strikes on terrorist regimes, or providing you entertainment with a Match 3 puzzle game. Indeed, apps are so ubiquitous it begs the question, if an app can't do it, is it even worth doing? Introducing iSmart from Larco. The iSmart app is Wi-Fi enabled, works in sync with your email, and can even link it to a variety of social networks, including Facebook, Twitter, Orkut, Pinterest, Panterist, Panteraist, Panterrorist, Panda Expressionist, Paris Impressionist, Prison Tinder, Present Tensor, Kinder Cancer, Tiny Dancer, Dan Fogelberg's My Own Private Snapchat, and the Ted Danson Sunday Dance No Pants Network. Log into iSmart using conventional methods such as a username and password, or you can opt for a fingerprint scan, iRetina scan, breathalyzer, face recognition, blood injection, DNA analysis, or Larco's proprietary pick-a-crotch quiz based on your unique personality profile. Security is rock solid and airtight with 129-bit encryption, which is one more bit than you get with other apps, as well as a built-in VPN. iSmart utilizes a triple stack of USB dongles and requires key agreement, non-repudiation, maximal force Fortran bond molding, and a near-satanic random number guessing algorithm. Throw your iSmart-enabled device at the ocean, and it will probably kill all plant life in a 15-mile radius, just in case.
Good God.
iSmart works on iPhones and Android devices, window phones, and anything else with a computer chip inside it, and let's face it, that's pretty much everything these days. Install iSmart on your TV, your car stereo, your toaster, your wife's vibrating relaxation device, or your husband's inflatable not tonight, honey, I have a headache substitution device. Install iSmart on your fucking shoelaces if you want to. iSmart is the one app to rule them all, the one app to find them, the one app to bring them all, and in the darkness, bind them. Apps do everything. What if you need an app that does nothing? iSmart. Alrighty. That was iSmart. And finally, I'm getting texts from Joe, but while I'm reading them, the last category is scare. The last category, the last ad in the Larco category is scare B&B. Here it is.
In 1983, Joe, Montgomery Hierophant ritualistically slaughtered 13 guests at the Bell Vista Motor Hotel in western Idaho. Screams pealed through the night as Montgomery laid into a baker's dozen skulls with an axe. The carnage was knee-deep. Blood dripped from the walls, and when police arrived on the scene, they found a smiling Montgomery drenched in gore and not all of the limbs they would have expected to find. Does that sound like the kind of place you'd like to stay on a nice family vacation? Well, I've got bad news for you. Since the slaughter, high demand has seen room rates more than triple at the Bell Vista, an example of price gouging that makes you wonder, who's more evil, Montgomery or the motel owners themselves? But I've got good news, too. If you want to be terrorized and or ritualistically slaughtered yourself, but at an affordable rate, Larco is now introducing a brand new privately sourced vacation rental marketplace called Scare B&B. With Scare B&B, you can choose a tiny closet with chains welded to the floor, or stay in an enormous mansion replete with walls that bleed and toilets that overflow with black ichor. Scare B&B offers a wide variety of accommodations to suit your specific horror needs. Why throw your money at some faceless corporation with a reputation on the line and an obligation to follow government-mandated safety regulations when you can interact with tall, lanky men who are unnaturally attached to their mothers, or pale-faced gentlemen who will only greet you after dark and seem to know an awful lot about 15th-century Romania, or even human flesh mask-wearing, chainsaw-wielding maniacs? And when you join Scare B&B, we'll throw in a $6.66 voucher good for your first ride with Scooby Doober. Skip the taxi lines and ride in a green panel van with a few teenagers and a dog. Scooby Doober gets you where you need to go, as long as where you need to go is that old abandoned mill on the edge of town. With Scare B&B, you'll enjoy comfortable accommodations, watch your family get butchered right before your eyes, and save money all at the same time. Scare B&B. You're going to die. You're all going to die. Okay. All right, so there we go. Those were the four Larco entries. Air Guitar Yoki, 40 Hoodie, iSmart, and Scare B&B. We've come full circle. Joe, I'm trying to add to Median, and I'm not getting any positive results. We've come full circle. Shags, would you like to go first with the voting this time?
Yes, please.
Okay.
As much as I loved Air Guitar Yoki, I mean, Jock and Shock, Air Flutie? I mean, wow. I'm going to have to go with 40 Hoodie for the win because You just gave Eazy-E a run for his money, and your rap game is hard as fuck. And you mentioned Nell fucking Carter, and you are now my hero.
All right.
And that is the end of my game.
Awesome.
Oh, wow. Hey, Dad, before you say anything, I'm so glad that you're here for this category, because I know that this category is just going to confuse the shit out of Dad. So, Dad, go ahead.
The only one I understood was the Scare B&B, which okay. I thoroughly enjoyed, because like the other ones, I couldn't understand.
Well, that qualifies as a quality for appreciation. So, thank you.
You're welcome.
So, Joe, what was the one that you resonated with you?
Well, it's Larco ads are complex and rapid fire, and for someone like myself who listens to every episode 3 or 4 times, I get more out of every. To me, Larco ads are unbelievably like layered pieces of comedy genius, and in some cases, as you've heard, musical genius. I mean, it's fucking whoa, man. But I remember the night that we were recording, I think it was on the Meta episode. My favorite one is iSmart, because it just built up and built up until, I mean, I thought you were going to be done a couple of times, but it kept getting better and scarier. And like by the end, I was laughing and had a terrified look on my face at the same time. iSmart.
All right. Well, that's great, because my favorite out of the four was indeed Air Guitar Yoki. So we've got a 4-way tie, which is very flattering. So that's really
now,
awesome.
See, I set this up so this type of shit would happen and we wouldn't even really have any winners. We have a committee, and just the odds are there's going to be some ties. What, we've had 3 ties?
Yes,
two-way ties and then a four-way tie.
Yeah, a 4-way tie is actually the name of my sex tape. Ba-dum-bum. Okay, so I
think is that starring Cockamile Dundee?
That's right, and Sofonda Peters. Okay, so the next and final category is best montages. Yeah, here we go. Okay, so I'm going to play them straight in order. Here we go.
I have a request here.
Yeah?
Can we start with – I wanted to kind of bookend this.
Okay.
Can we start with the horror of our podcast?
Yeah, let's start there. Okay. We're going to start with the horror of our podcast.
I think the human race is unraveling slowly. Just consider it a sign of the end of times. Very bleak.
3 seconds of our podcast, and I was so horrified by the sound of my own voice.
The horror of our podcast.
Exactly. And I'm going to Hot Topic, and I'm wearing dark eyeliner.
It used to be called Goth.
Darth Vader, like, killed a bunch of children.
Darth Vader is a child murderer.
An evil being.
Darth Vader was a fucking child murderer. Darth Vader will use his mind to throw a fucking refrigerator at the back of your head while you're trying to have a sword fight with him with lasers. Why are you throwing a huge fucking air conditioning unit at my head? He can pick up a fucking Volkswagen Bug and throw it at your face with his mind. He's a child murderer. The horror. Of our podcast. I will kill you.
You didn't kill that guy? Give me his name. I'm going to go kill him right now. I'm going to go kill this guy. Motherfucker, I'm coming for you.
I am going to spectacularly die. Daffy Duck's ghost. He just died. He was not alive. He was dead by dying on stage. He had killed himself on stage. I want to advocate for suicide. The taco slicer, as its blades are vibrating and spinning, and it hits my fingers, and you hear the blade stop, and I saw dark red just fill up the open parts of the cut glove and start dripping out. My fingers! My fucking fingers! When we pulled the glove off, a couple of my fingers tumble out. I had chopped my fingers off with the taco slicer at that point.
Yeah.
The horror
of our podcast.
Ha 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 ha! don't know how to fade this out. It's just going to be abrupt. Oh, God damn it. Okay, that was the horror of our podcast. Okay, Joe, what next one should I play from the best montages category?
Let's see. Why don't we do the this one? This one's called the Meta Fuckhole.
Meta Fuckhole. All right, here we go. Go.
What do the whippersnappers call it? They call it meta. It's meta.
This is a very meta show, and the fact that we say it's meta, that's what I like about meta. If you say meta, you're automatically meta.
Meta podcast about the podcast in your face, about your face.
One of the things that we want to talk about on this podcast is how much we are talking about this podcast.
We think our podcast is about that. We don't know what it's about. That's what it's about, but we don't know.
We can't find what it is.
It's meta.
Can we talk about talking about our talks about our podcast, about this podcast, please, regarding please, please?
Meta, Joe.
Meta.
It's become a meta fuck montage, a veritable fuckhole.
Meta fuck montage.
Just sucked down into this fuckhole, this void of meta fuck.
We'll be talking about how we're talking about ourselves. The meta will collapse upon itself. You said fuckhole, it's a black fuckhole. It's a black meta fuckhole.
It's a black meta fuckhole.
Meta! Oh my god.
Hey.
Wow.
Oh, that's good stuff right there. Okay, Joe, that was meta fuckhole. Which one should I play next?
Come in.
Dad, are you hanging in there?
I'm just going to vote for that one. I know already.
I don't know, man. Because we'll see. The next one. Okay, so I'd need a brief explanation here. We had a couple of what Jason calls fucktages or fuck montages. That is just how many times we say fuck. The first one was the first montage I ever did, and I got hooked. But I'm telling you, the second one, the first one was called Clusterfuck. The next entry is called Clusterfuck 2, You Motherfucker You.
Fuck it. Every fucking word. People know that you're a pretentious fuck. Fuck. I have a degree in pretentious fuckery. I have a pretentious fuckery degree.
Is that an associate's, a bachelor's, you have master's, or are you working on your dissertation in fuckery? Or pretentious fuckery? Sorry.
It's actually an MS.
Oh, see, I fucked it up again. Where's our fucking engineer? Where it gets fucking really cold. The word fuck. I said the word fuck. The word fuck. Fuck. Most of the fucks.
I'm trying to remember all the fucks. I gotta be fucking honest with you. Fucks.
No fucks given. The fucks given. Fucks need to be taken away. I've probably said fuck 20 times in this show. Too many fucks.
Why the fuck do we think we can do this?
This needs to fucking stop.
It does. Right fucking now. Fuck.
60% of the fucks, 80% of your fucks.
60% of the fucks. Fuckery. Fuckery.
Fuckery.
I'm not gonna fuck this up.
You don't wanna fuck with Mark.
Fucking.
You can't fuck with. Can't fuck with Patty B. I'm fucking with you.
The fucking shit. What's his fuck?
Yeah!
Motherfucker. Motherfucker. Fucking motherfucker. United States of motherfucking America.
Because we all know how it fucking ends. Just stick their own head up their ass and fucking leave. Guess what, motherfucker? Daffy Duck's fucking ghost. Fucking alligator pit. Daffy ducking rhymes with fucking. Fuck. A lot of fucks. Just fuck, 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 fuck.
Fucking fucks, fucking, fucking. I have to look for all the fucks that we could be fucking. Say the word fuck every fucking chance I get.
Fuck for the fuck.
A fuck, fuck. It is enough to fuck. Fucks.
Enough to fuck.
So fuck, 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 fuck.
Fuck fast. The fuck stops here. The clusterfuck.
The clusterfuck.
Clusterfuck. Some fucks.
These fuckers cuss a lot. Holy fuck, motherfuckers. Fuck, 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 fuck. Fucking Rosetta Stone. Fucking beautiful.
Fucking awesome.
What about cunt?
How about no?
Okay.
Oh my god.
You motherfucker, you.
Well, that's actually Joe Pesci hit the end.
Yeah, it was Joe Pesci. Okay, so that was the clusterfuck too. Well done, Joe. Mm-hmm. And so that just leaves one.
That's my boy.
Okay, well the last entry.
You must be so proud.
I am.
Well, see, the first horror montage I put together, which you've already heard, Jason helped me with. I didn't plan that. I presented this montage, and he put the Exorcist music behind it, and it was goddamn great. But I was so taken by how that turned out that on the Halloween episode, I came up with another horror montage, and that's the next entry, and it's called You Filthy Horror. This evil witch, she collects pretty girls' heads.
Right before you rip the jugular from their necks.
Emotional disturbance and suicide and murder and mental illness and...
You are a blood-sucking fiend.
And the dynamite blew his fucking head off.
Gurgling in your evil embrace.
Evil bitch, lop off all five heads one by one, incorporating each severed head into the juggling pattern.
The carnage was knee deep. Blood dripped from the walls.
Are you a prolific child murderer? The tines of this fork will easily slide through the gaping, gruesome faces of several baby heads at a time.
Of course, white people were everywhere.
Exactly. Look at this motherfucker right here. Look at me cut through this aluminum can right here. All right.
Son of a bitch! I fucking cut my fingers off! Fucking pencil knives!
You're going to die. You're all going to die.
Yes, Queen!
Okay, so... I think we're going to give my Uncle Leon Darrell Daniel Johnson son first pick here.
Johnson. I got you, Johnson.
So, Uncle LD, et cetera, what was your favorite of those?
I may have to shift to the last one. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I'm going to go with Meta now. I'm going to go with
Meta Fuck Hole. Yeah, that was a pretty good one. Shax, which one did you...
Let me take a look at my notes here. Okay. This is very difficult for me because, first of all, I want you guys to know that I love number four. I also want you to know that that's actually my ringtone. And also, I was in the last montage.
Yes,
so clearly, right. I should choose that one. But, shit. I'm going to go for Clusterfuck 2, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was good.
That's my bet. That's my life. I'm going for it.
Okay. You know, I really like the concept of Meta Fuck Hole, but Joe, I think that your skills really came together with Clusterfuck 2. I mean, they're all good. They're all real good, but you know, you're just very good at this. And I tell people on the podcast all the time, look, somebody's gonna hear this podcast and they're gonna take Joe away from me. They're gonna say, hey, just come do this for us. And I hope, you know, that he dies instead. Anyway, Joe, did you have one that you wanted to vote on? Which one's your favorite?
Actually, now I'm all mixed up inside. I've done so many montages, and every time I'm done with one, I'm very emotionally attached. It's like they wouldn't happen without you, Jason, by the way. It's oh my goodness, so much fun pulling out all these weird, obscene, out of context, just, it's a lot of fun. And so I don't know. I think that I knew that I would do this podcast for the rest of my life and then do a montage whenever I could, when I did Clusterfuck 2.
So that was the you one you voted for? All right, so that's our clear winner. So awesome. That was, I gotta tell you, this has been a great year. I've really enjoyed doing this. I'm looking forward to doing this next year. I'm looking forward to what you come up with, Joe. I'm looking forward to the montages. Yeah, I'm doing a feel good thing right here as we close this stuff out, because we're way fucking over time here. We're at minute, shit, 120 now. This was a lot of fun. I want to thank my uncle, whose name is really long, and I want to thank Shax for coming on the show. I want to thank Ian. I want to thank Tamedian for trying and failing miserably. And Joe, most of all, I want to thank you for just being you. And I should give your dad credit for that. But, I mean...
Aww.
No, isn't that nice?
Torturing you and making you puke while your brother sneezes soup out of his nose was definitely formulative, but you're also your own man, so thanks, man.
Well, I'm so delighted that my computer didn't die. I've been trying to put this show together for a long time, and I thought it was just going to be stepped on like a cockroach. So I'm just real happy. Thanks, Dad, for coming on the show. I didn't think I'd hear your voice. And I will see you tomorrow, sir.
Yes, tomorrow. Looking forward to it, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Shags, thank you for coming on the show.
You guys, thank you so much again. And I really appreciate all of you. And thank you for having me. And I hope everyone has a wonderful new year. Make it count, bitches.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to tell you, and I'm going to belabor the point because this outro is really long. And I hate listening to just the outro because I'm tempted to jump in there and say things like cock, you know. So I'm going to talk about other things. I'm looking forward to having both of you two, Uncle and Shags, on the show again next year. I'm looking forward to that. 2018 is going to kick ass. We're going to get rid of our president. We're going to do a lot of podcasts.
Hopefully.
We're going to give Jamie Jenner a raise so that she actually learns her fucking job. And the podcast is just going to get better and better. Joe?
Well, just get rid of the president first, and then we'll give Jamie a raise.
Okay. She's going to...
Shags, you can come on whenever you want. Dad, you
love
too.
You.
Absolutely, yeah.
Shag, good hearing your voice again.
Yeah, and you know what, Ian? When you're listening to this, you can come on whenever you want. Tamedian, if you ever get around to it, you motherfucker, you can come on whenever you want. Anybody who's listening to this show can come on our show. In fact, we want you to. In fact, it's your show now. It's not ours anymore. It's you.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas and a happy
Merry year. Christmas, guys.
Merry holidays.
Good night, 2017. Get out of my face.
Idea what I've been going through to like try and make this happen.
Tim, Jason has the hugest boner to stop this show and leave, and you showed up at the last minute. Jason, will you fucking berate him before you shut the show down, please?
Please make me feel like the piece of shit that I am, because honestly, you have no idea what I actually went through. I couldn't even freaking find the
Did
the
you plug. Swim through a moat of alligators?
No, I actually
That's
went...
the only thing that's going to excuse you from this. No, I'm just...
Man.
That's a cluster of fuck.
I couldn't find the charger for my computer, and I went all the way into my car, into the bag that I put my workout clothes that I will never fucking use in a million years, because I thought that maybe I put my charger for my computer in a bag in my car that I would like to work out in these clothes that I put in my car that I'll never go to the gym in because I couldn't fucking like charge my computer up. Is that terrible? I mean,
Jason, I need to hear your thoughts on this turn of events.
Berate me.
Oh my God, you guys are awesome.